listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, big horses are coming to Wisconsin. The World Clydesdale Show is coming to Madison in this weekend. We'll get an up-close look with a Clydesdale breeder. First, new estimates show Wisconsin has turned down more than $1 billion in federal money under the Affordable Care Act. That's money it could have gotten if it had fully expanded the Medicaid program. And with health care continuing to dominate the midterm elections this year, the governor's Democratic critics are saying we should reconsider our approach to the Affordable Care Act. Guy Bolton covers health policy and the business of health care for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Guy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, remind us how Wisconsin was different. We were kind of unique in how we handled a Medicaid expansion and that federal money.
Yes, Wisconsin has taken an approach unlike any other state in the country towards the Affordable Care Act and to expanding coverage. What Wisconsin did was expand eligibility for Medicaid while not accepting the additional federal dollars that were available through the Affordable Care Act. Now, the thing is that the state did that's different is under the ACA, if the state had expanded eligibility for the Medicaid program to 138% of the federal poverty level, it would have reached this, the federal government would have paid initially 100% of the cost of covering the people who gained coverage. It eventually drops down to 90% by 2020. So, say, to make it simple, let's say the feds would pay 90%. The state did not take that money. What the state did is expanded eligibility for adults without dependent children with incomes below 100% of the federal poverty level, which this year is about $12,000. By not taking, the Fed is still subsidizing their coverage because Medicaid is a federal and state program. The federal government pays about 59% of the cost of our Medicaid program or programs, because Medicaid really is a collection of programs. So what it means is that the feds are paying 59% of the cost of covering these folks. If we had expanded eligibility up to 138% of the federal poverty level, we would have gotten this enhanced match, and the feds would pay 90% of the cost.
And you tallied in this piece what that cost the state, in effect, what federal money didn't flow into the state. Talk about how you figured that out and what it came up to.
It wasn't my tally. It was the most recent analysis or estimate from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau.
Okay.
They estimated from 2014 through the current fiscal year, which ends June 30th, the total would be $1.1 billion. Now, that's the total. To put that in perspective, in the current biennium, it works out to about $200 million a year, a bit more. And that's about 1%, 1% to 1.1% of the state funds in the current budget.
What have Republicans, Governor Walker and others, said about that decision to not take this extra money?
What Governor Walker has said is that he believes people are better off in private or commercial insurance. These are health plans sold on the marketplaces set up by the Affordable Care Act. One of the reasons the state, well, the reason the state could do this is people above 100% of FPL, or excuse me, federal poverty level or the poverty threshold, are eligible for subsidized coverage through the Affordable Care Act. They can buy private health plans on the marketplaces. Previously, the state covered adults with dependent children up to 200% of the federal poverty level. What the state did with the passage of the Affordable Care Act is put all adults above 100% of the federal poverty level into these marketplaces set up through the Affordable Care Act.
Now, you quoted some people from the healthcare industry here in Wisconsin, hospitals and elsewhere. What would they like to see? What would they hope for when it comes to this available Medicaid money?
supporters of what the state has done have said that, you know, people have more choices in the health plans available through the Affordable Care Act. The health plans, again, sold on the marketplaces. These plans offer better access. They pay higher rates. This is something that Speaker Robin Voss said. At the same time, the Wisconsin Hospital Association and the Wisconsin Medical Association have long encouraged the governor and lawmakers to accept the additional federal money to make the changes in our and how we approach the Affordable Care Act that will allow us to receive this enhanced match or additional federal dollars available through the Affordable Care Act.
Now, people may have noticed we're in an election season. Is this something that's been picked up as an issue in the race for governor in particular?
Tony Evers has said that he would support accepting the additional federal dollars through the Affordable Care Act. Mary Burke said the same in the last campaign. We did a Q&A in 2016. This was on this issue. We have written about it, you know, a number of times since 2014. So, you know, it's kind of been a perennial issue.
Well, I want to ask about what might have been different had the state taken this money. And this it sounds like, if I'm hearing you right, really it's those people over 100% of the federal poverty line, instead of being covered more directly by the state with that extra Medicaid money, they're out on the affordable health care market, and they may be receiving subsidies from the federal government, depending on where they are above the poverty line. How much different would it be if we had taken the money for them?
In the Milwaukee area, you can buy a health plan on the marketplaces that essentially doesn't cost you anything. The subsidies will offset the cost of both the deductibles and the premiums. That is in the Milwaukee area. I don't know if that holds for all areas of the state. In Dane County, UW Health has given money to the United Way that for people with incomes up to 150% of the federal poverty level, they will pay the premiums. We did not get into that in this story, but there's about 2,000 people in Dane County who are in that program. One of the criticisms of what the state has done is if there is a premium, people with these very low incomes, will sometimes miss payments and or not have money for any deductibles. But again, I am not sure if at that income level throughout the state, if there are any premiums or deductibles.
We'll leave it there for now. Guy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Take care.
That's Guy Bolton, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel healthcare reporter. He was with us to talk about a new report showing Wisconsin has turned away more than $1 billion in money it could have gotten under the Affordable Care Act. He reported on that and the arguments for and against Medicaid expansion in the state.